A very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM 92.3. My name is Kieran Tuttiot. I'm with you until 6pm this evening, playing the greatest tunes from the Eurovision Song Contest, keeping you updated with the latest news on this year's upcoming contest in Kiev, Ukraine. Sit back and relax and enjoy the ride. And to kick off this week's show, we're going to be playing a song that was decided last weekend. In fact, it was last Saturday. And it's the Moldovan entry we're going to kick off now. It's the Sunstroke Project featuring the Epic Sax guys, as I'm sure most of you are aware of, from various memes, etc. And here is their song for Moldova 2017. It's called Hey Mama.
But you think of me, I see your clue. No, you worry, but didn't mean to be. Hey, hey, you, it's a girl and maybe she sleep at home, but I still her alone. And I say, mama, mama, don't be so down. I'm not that abundant boy. Mama, mama, don't be so down. All it keeps going round and round. Mama, mama, don't be so mad. If you knew me, you'd be surprised. Mama, mama, don't be so mad.
She'll be back home till sunrise.
Like the sun in the sea, she will disappear tonight with me. And I would not anymore do what I thought the guys did before.
That is Sunstroke Project singing Hey Mama for Moldova's Eurovision entry 2017. Wow, not bad, eh? They've really stepped up their game this year. They've been a bit lax ever since 2013, and they haven't qualified since then either. So I think that Moldova are into the grand final this year for the first time, and probably a top 15 placing, I'm thinking, if not higher. I do believe that. Right, speaking of a song which I think will go through to the grand final is the next song we're going to hear. It was leaked on Sunday and it was officially announced and on Monday, if I can remember rightly. And it is the song from Austria. It's Nathan Trent. And Nathan Trent was initially going to be in Unser Song 2017 in the German national final, but the Austrians grabbed hold of their countryman and said, "Oi, no, actually, if you can sing for us if you like." And they were like, "Yeah." Oh, well, he was like, "Yeah, of course." And they do. Now, it's nice to know that Austria have gone for a up-tempo pop song. I think it might stand out, actually. A lot of people have been sort of complaining that it's a bit naff, but you know, that's Eurovision fandom. You can't please everybody. But I think this song is a really nice song. And it reminds me a little bit of an Ed Sheeran type of song on his album, maybe. And I quite like it. So this is Austria 2017. Check out the music video. He's running up a mountain, lots of snow, and it's really quite sweet, actually. So here is Nathan Trent singing Running on Air, Austria 2017.
It's been a long time running, 'cause I had some things to see. I had to meet some people who were there to believe in me. I'm taking all that struggle, reminds me what I'm fighting for. I'm living it up, I ain't gonna stop till I make that final score. And I'll keep running as fast as I can. I'll keep running, I won't stop, I won't stop, no, no. Hey now, if you're pushing me down, I'll get up again. Hey now, if you let me drown, I'll swim like a champion. I'm sure there'll be good times, there'll be bad times, but I don't care, 'cause I'm running on air.
Running, running,
hey. Give me a million reasons, but my answer stays the same. You can try to put me in a box, but I'm doing it my own damn way. See, I can't stand them talkers, all pretending that their life's a mess. 'Cause whatever you want, whatever you need, you gotta get off your. And I'll keep running as fast as I can. I'll keep running, I won't stop, I won't stop. Hey now, if you push me down, I'll get up again. Hey now, if you let me drown, I'll swim like a champion. I'm sure there'll be good times, there'll be bad times, but I don't care, 'cause I'm running on air. Hey, I'm running on air. Running, running on air. Running, running, now I don't care. If you push me down, I'll get up again. Hey now, hey now.
Running on Air by Nathan Trent, Austria's Eurovision entry 2017. Yes, there we go. Not bad, actually, I think. It sounds very American to me, and also like X Factor winner type of song. Yes. Oh, what do you think? We would love to hear your opinions on all of the songs that we'll be playing this evening. We've got lots of Eurovision 2017 entries that have been announced last night, you know, decided last night and over the last week. Goodness me. Oh, so this show this week is packed with them. But we want to hear your opinions, and it'd be lovely to hear from you and to see them, of course. You can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and of course you can like and comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. It stands for Eurovision Song Contest Showcase. Okay, right, our next song, we're going to go to a national final song that was decided last Saturday. It's the Ukrainian entry, which is something that you if there's any young young children or dogs about, to just be aware that they might run a mile. It's Ukraine's entry. It's the rock group called O Tornvold, and the song is called Time. Just be aware, if you do watch the semi-final performance of this on YouTube, you should put the women and children to bed, because yes, as Terry Wogan would say on a very regular occasion, because it's not for the weak at heart, honestly. But the national final performance is probably a little bit more acceptable. So it's a bit just gory, put it that way. It's gory. So anyway, Own Tornford, Ukraine 2017. This is their song. It's called Time.
Slow down, give me some time. Turn down the volume of your cry. Let's take time to find a place without violence. Let's listen and hear the true meaning of silence. Time to look, time to see, time to find.
Tornvold with Time, Ukraine 2017. I really haven't got a clue on how that's going to do. Technically, Ukraine do quite well, but the last time Ukraine on home soil had this song was Raza Nas Bahato by the group Dream Green Jolly. That's correct, yes. Ukraine 2005, and they came 19th or 20th, something like that, and it didn't do particularly well. You notice that I could say Razm Nas Bahato quite easily, yes. I do love that song. Usually the songs that don't do so well to Ukraine, I really enjoy. It's really quite weird. But, you know, Gravity, I love. I don't mind Jamala's song. I wouldn't have chosen it as my winner. I would have preferred Dami Im if I had to have a choice of the top three. Controversial Kieran Tuttiet here, yes. Anyways, we're going to go to our next internally selected song during this week, and we're going to be going to Croatia. Now, I tell you what, this is something completely different and something I wasn't really expecting. Now, I don't know if you guys remember the Croatian national final, Dora 2011, but Jacques Hudek, who is going to be representing Croatia, and we played one of his songs last week, was basically in the Croatian national final 2011. And everybody know and remembers Dara with the song Celebrate. Well, basically, Jacques Hudek had to sing that song as well on that national final. And it's quite something to watch. I mean, my goodness me. Yeah, shocking. So anyway, if you're thinking of shocking, this is equally shocking, if not more so shocking. The song is called My Friend, which is representing Croatia 2017. No other Eurovision song is like this. This is standing out so far. And who would have thought Croatia would have sent this? It's so random. So, believe it or not, this is one person, Jacques Hudek, singing this song. And it's called My Friend. So, Croatia 2017.
There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything's a miracle.
There's a miracle, my friend. Happens every day. Hold out your hand, don't let it slip away.
Io so che esiste, guarda meglio su. Ritorna ogni giorno promettendo sempre più.
After the rain
nasce il sole.
Bizarre. That is absolutely bizarre. I don't think of anything. I can't really think of any other word to describe that song. Absolutely crazy. But I think I'm going to absolutely love that song in time. Jacques Hudek with My Friend, Croatia's Eurovision Song Contest entry for 2017. Shocking. Right, last week's national final, the final one that we'll listen to, and songs that was decided last weekend, was Denmark. And Denmark's amazing Dansk Melodi Grand Prix always doesn't, never fails to astound and shock, and both put on a fantastic show. But I thought the song quality this year was a little bit sad compared to previous years. There was lots of Not some great vocals there, but, you know, you get what you're given, of course. As most, you know, Eurovision national finals are certainly like that. So, yes, I was expecting myself, Ida Una, with the song One, to win. But no, Anya Nilsson won. Anya Nilsson won with the song Where I Am. Now, Anya Nilsson is a Danish and Australian singer, songwriter, dancer and actress. And she was the winner of the third series of The Voice in Australia. And she is signed to Universal Music Group and lists her influences as Aretha Franklin, Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Toni Braxton and Stevie Wonder. There you go. But yes, in 2016, Nilsson competed in Dansk Melodi Grand Prix last year, Denmark's Eurovision National Final, performing the song Never Alone. And we play that quite a few times here on the Eurovision Showcase over the last year or so. She came second place with 36% of the vote, but this year, in 2017, she won with the song Where I Am, and she went on to win. And she won with 65% of the vote in the super final. 64% when Ida Una with the song One came second with 26%. And also in third place was Johanna Bellbom with the song ASAP, and that got 10% of the votes in the third place. So I am disappointed with the Danish entry, personally, guys. Yes, though I've seen a couple of people who've got that as their number one. So, you know, I think this is going to be a Marmite song, but I just feel like it doesn't go anywhere. Anya Nilsson has an amazing voice. No doubt about it, but yeah, this song, I feel like it's really is missing something. So anyways, let's hear it. Anya Nilsson, Where I Am, Denmark 2017. Lay down my armor, lay down my gun.
You're lost in my game, but your love is repeating, always around, you're never holding.
Yeah, so the Danes liked it there. Anyways, so we'll see how that goes. Can that get Denmark out of the semi-finals? They've been stuck there for the last 2 years, though I think last year's song was much better. Anyways, controversial. Okay, next song that we're going to take a look at, which was announced in the middle of the week, and it was Hovig. Hovig's representing Cyprus with a song Gravity. Yes, indeed. And I am very pleasantly surprised about this song. I think it's going to do pretty well for Cyprus. And Cyprus always seem to find a way to qualify into the grand final in recent years. And quite rightly so. They've been putting a lot of effort into it. So here we go. This is Hovig with Gravity. Cyprus 2017. Kalispera to all of our Greek and Cypriot listeners. I thank you.
No matter where you're going, no matter where you be, wherever the wind is blowing, let me be your gravity. I can be a hero, I can be your fantasy.
There we go, Hovig with Gravity, Cyprus 2017. I think that's going to do pretty well in Kiev. I do believe it. I think it's going to qualify for sure, at least. And before we go into the news, the Eurovision Showcase news, we have to play the Latvian entry. Oh, couldn't believe it. What am I like? So last Sunday, we had the Latvian National Final, and I hope you all watched because there'll be a test. No, there isn't. Don't worry. Triana Park won the Latvian national final called Supernova, featuring the Riga Beaver. Yes, the Beaver. And Rob was perplexed about it. Didn't know what on earth the Riga Beaver was. And I'm sure a majority of you who are listening in are thinking, what are they on about the Riga Beaver? Well, obviously, Riga is the capital of Latvia in the Baltic states. And is a hilarious character that entertains the masses during the advert breaks. So, Trianna Paak won the national final Supernova with the song Line. It's fantastic. It's, again, screaming the Eurovision Song Contest into the modern era. And this is a big dance tune. And I think it's going to go big in Kiev. I think at least a top 10 position for this. I do. So Trianna Paak with Line, Latvia 2017, is coming up right now here on the Eurovision Showcase.
I'm going round in circles and the door's wide open. Boy, I still want to see you. Days go by, I'm still hoping, hoping.
With Line, Latvia 2017. Oh, that's going to do really well. I really believe it. It's going to hopefully give Latvia's best placing for quite a while. Although they came sixth in 2015 with Aminata Savadogo. Yes, with the song Love Injected. Yes, it's going to do well. Right, it is now time for this. It's time for your Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday, the 5th of March, 2017. Right, we start off with one of the biggest news stories coming out this weekend is that the fact that Loreen didn't make it to the grand final of Sweden's Melodifestivalen. The four qualifiers from Anders Svensson was F.O.&O, Lisa Ajax, Boris René and Anton Hagman. Also, the final running order for Melodifestivalen 2017 has been announced. Ace Wilder will be opening, and Åland Tornqvist will be finishing the running order. Now, last night, the final three songs qualifying in Iceland's Songs for Keppnin has been confirmed. It includes Adeo Freya, Puriutsman, Svala, and Aron Brink. Now, so the final for next weekend has all been confirmed and finalised. Now, also last night, Koi Tum and Laura won Estelao 2017, and they will go on to represent Estonia at the Eurovision Song Contest in Kiev. Now, on Friday morning, Lucy Jones, who's representing the United Kingdom with the song Never Giving Up On You, tweeted the following: had a fitting today for my music video for Never Giving Up On You. I'm so excited and I hope you guys love it as much as I do. Really looking forward to seeing that. Also, the recording of the music video for Malta's entry from Claudio Faniello, Breathlessly, is certainly underway as we speak. The song representing the Czech Republic will be revealed tomorrow, and we look forward to Martina Barta's song release. And finally, the Italian song has been seen by 14 million views on YouTube. Yes, an incredible amount of people have seen the Italian entry from Francesco Gabbani, O Se Gentile Scamma. So, wow, that's going to go down well, really well, I think, definitely. Now, get yourselves locked in and ready. Tonight, Romania and Portugal will be having their national final. They have Selección Națională in Romania. It starts at 6:30 UK time, so it's 19:30 Central European time. And Festival de Canção in Portugal, it starts tonight at 9 p.m. UK time, and obviously 10 p.m. Central European time. Now, later on this week, it has been announced that the Greek national final will be taking place tomorrow on Monday. It's from 8 p.m. UK time. You can follow the link to watch that live via Eurovision.tv, which will take you straight to ERT's website. Now, also on Tuesday, Australia will be announcing their entry for the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest. It will be via SBS Australia's Facebook page, and it will be confirmed, and the broadcast will begin at 6:30 UK time, 7:30 Central European time, which in fact is 7:30 on the east coast of Australia in the evening. So that's why that's happening. So you can get also the link there at Eurovision.tv. We expect the song from Belgium to be announced this Wednesday. Blanche is the Belgian singer who I think came second or third in The Voice in Belgium, in the Flanders, Dutch-speaking area and Flemish area. And then not forgetting, next Saturday, another busy Saturday for all Eurovision fans. Melody Grand Prix in Norway will be taking place, as well as Melody Festivalen's Grand Final in Sweden. And that's definitely confirmed that you can watch that live via SVT's website starting at 7 p.m. UK time. Live from the Friends Arena in front of about 50,000 people. It's going to be crazy. Lithuania's national final finally comes to an end this coming Saturday. Dear, we are... Eurovisios, that's also, you start at 7 p.m. You can watch that live via the Eurovision.tv website. And finally, the Icelandic national final, Songs for Keppnin 2017, that starts at 7:45 UK time, and you can watch the live, that goes live via the Eurovision.tv website, which takes you to RUV, the Icelandic state broadcaster's website. Okay, so just a few moments, we'll be playing the Estonian and Dutch Eurovision songs for 2017. So stick around here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Yes, thank you, JP. Great to hear from you. And now it's time for us to play the Netherlands entry for 2017. It has been announced that Ogien will be singing the song Lights and Shadows. So take a listen to this and let us know what you think. Tweet us at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page and comment on there as well. The Eurovision Showcase is what it's called. So here we go. The Netherlands 2017. Ogien, Lights and Shadows.
Cry no more. Cry no more.
The hallway catches light. You will reach a corner where you strongly fight.
Here in the shadow.
This place, they know the game. Outside, the world will turn and feel the same.
They're in the sunlight, but you are so much more to me
than the one who carries all the burden.
I can only hope once you fly, you'll be free.
You should never cry no more. Feeling all alone and insecure, you have been going through these stages. Now it's time to turn the pages. We're gonna stand in line and not give up, but walk that road that everybody goes through lights and shadows.
Every time the candle glows, it lightens up the space, but no one knows.
Will there be a dark side?
Double feeling where you cannot be.
Here in the spotlight, cause you are so much more to me
than the one who lifts us on your shoulders.
I can only hope once you fly, you'll be free.
Their harmonies are beautiful, aren't they? I think they're really good for a girl group, definitely. And I don't know about their song, though. I don't think it's going to stick out very well. Poor Netherlands. You never know. I'm never right most of the time. Anyway, we'll get on to that a little bit later on. But that's Ogien with Lights and Shadows for the Netherlands Eurovision entry 2017. Not bad, not bad. Very well produced song, I must admit. Right, it's now time for our regular segment of Rob's Random Requests. Well, for any new listeners to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM, this is a part of the show which my partner Rob will pick a country out of a hat, and then also he'll pick a year out of a hat. We'll glue them together and we'll play a song perfectly randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase. And this week, Rob has picked Austria out of the hat. Very good. Well, they released their song for Eurovision 2017 earlier this week. And he's picked 1961. Now, I never heard of this song until I had a look at it and I was like, oh dear, oh, that's what it is. Okay. Well, this is an interesting song. This song came 15th, joint last, with only 1 point in the 1961 Eurovision Song Contest, which was in Cannes in the south of France. And the song is from Jimmy Makulus. And this song is called Singjost. I think that's how you call it. Singjost. German's never the strongest thing for me. Basically, it's called Longing. So here we go. Austria 1961 from Jimmy Makulis. Singjost. Enjoy.
Zu mir zurück, wenn du wiederkehrst, zu mir mein Glück, werden alle Märchen Wahrheit sein, und ich bin für immer dein. Es werden die Glocken erklingen für dich und für mich ganz allein. Das Lied unsere Liebe singen und die Welt wird voll Seligkeit sein. Darum denke daran, bin ich auch fern von dir. Denke daran, ich bin immer bei dir. Denke daran, ich bin immer bei dir. Es werden die Glocken klingen für dich und für mich ganz allein. Das Lied unsere Liebe singen und die Welt wird voll Seligkeit sein. Darum denke daran, bin ich auch fern von dir. Denke daran, ich bin immer bei dir. Denke daran, ich bin immer bei dir. Denke daran, ich bin immer bei dir.
You can see why that came last, can't you? Only 1 point. Austria, 1961. Right, let's wash our ears out with the Estonian entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Decided last night, and what an amazing Estonian national final it was. Lots of great songs, great performances. The two hosts were a bit annoying, to be perfectly honest, particularly for international viewers, I believe. I couldn't understand what they were going on about. It was very strange, and all those weird clips they went to in the middle of the songs. It was very odd. Anyways, the song that won was my favourite from beginning to end. It's not like I kept it a secret from all of you here, from my regular listeners here on the Eurovision Showcase. And I am absolutely chuffed that this is going to Kiev to represent Estonia. I truly believe this is going to qualify and possibly top 10. I really do believe it. The performance, the drama, the song, it's just wonderful. I love it. It's so catchy. And this might get stuck in your head for the rest of the evening. So, here we go. This is Koitum with Laura singing Verona. Estonia 2017. Oh, it's so good to say that.
Sleeping all alone, you wake up with a bottle in your hands. No sound of serenade, cause we both know we lost our game.
Amazing. Koitum and Laura with Verona for Estonia 2017. Right, we got a couple of songs we can hopefully squeeze in. The next song we're going to hear is Finland 1981 from the back catalogue of Eurovision alumni. This is the amazing Ricky Sorsa with the hilarious Reggae. Okay.
Soundi on ku pommi reggae. Okei. Okay. Sen op
Okay, okay, from Ricky Sorsa, Finland, 1981. Oh dear, reggae never works at the Eurovision Song Contest, sadly. That only came 16th. Yes, out of 20. What a shame. Never mind. Right, we go on to a song which I hope wins in the Portuguese National Final Festival de Canção. This is beautiful. It sounds like it's something out of the 50s, but I just think it's so simple, beautiful, well sung, and amazing. Salvador Sobral with A Love for Two. In Portuguese, it's called Amar por Dois. And I'll have my fingers crossed that this represents Portugal and wins tonight's national final.
O meu coração the sun, pode amar pelos dois.
Isn't that absolutely beautiful? Salvador Sobral, Love for Two, Amar por os Dois. Hope that wins in Portugal tonight in the Festival de Canção. Fingers crossed. Right, thank you for listening to me, Kieran Tuttiot, for the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Now, I hope that you enjoyed the show. Remember, you can tweet us at ESC Showcase or like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. It is also known as the Eurovision Showcase on Facebook. If you just want to search for it that way. Now, you can listen to any of our previous shows via any podcast app or via the Podbean website, podbean.com, to search for the Eurovision Showcase. Take care and I'll see you next week. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.